Rising. Well, Tanya, this week we learnt Steve's bad luck around his health continues.
I was thinking probably about a week ago, T, you know, we all talked about, like, I've been through the gut parasite, then the infection, the abscess, the liver, 20 days in hospital. I thought, I'll tell you what, wouldn't mind a bit of lip cancer.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I reckon that'd be all right.
Ask and ye shall receive, Stephen.
I know. FML.
But let's be, try and be positive.
Yeah, I started getting this, what looked like a cold sore on my lip, and then my bottom lip swollen and the pimple, it was a mess. We all thought it'd go away.
Mm.
Didn't. Remember what I texted you on Friday when I found out after the biopsy? There's two things I'm very concerned about.
Mm.
Speech.
And kissing.
K-I-S-S-E-N.
Steve is going to be fine. We'll find out soon what's the next step. But in the meantime, I've been working with Tanya and Steve for nearly 10 years and I thought I knew everything about them. Turns out I missed Tanya's obsession with Gwen Stefani.
Gwen looks like she just popped out of the uterus yesterday.
Oh, and you were just telling me she's married to...
Blake Shelton.
Country singer now.
Oh, look. Yep. I'm jealous. I'd love to be married to Gwen Stefani.
I would have gone with Blake, but anyway.
I thought you were going to say Blake.
So did I.
What no, the hell?
All right, then. I would like to be married to Blake.
I love Gwen Stefani.
Do you?
Yes, Steve. I've been hero-worshipping her for obviously now 2.5 decades.
Yeah. Right.
She's a cool chick.
She's still alive?
What do you mean? She's looking hot. No one speaks, so I can just sit here and be in love.
Yes, dear.
Hiding a little secret from her 23-year-old son, Lorcan. Turns out she's not the only one. Hey, Steve.
Don't tell my son, but I can still see his bank account.
He doesn't know you can see it?
I think he does, and I think he likes it that way.
Okay.
Because occasionally, when he's had a few big bills, I'll throw a couple of dollars in because I can see it.
No wonder he doesn't mind.
Yeah, so I think that's why he doesn't mind.
Hang on a minute, I'll just give you my account. Just between you and I, don't say anything, but I can still see my ex-wife Karen's account. So. And unlike you, I'm the opposite. Every now and again, I'll just pop a bit out for me, you know.
Yeah. The opposite way.
Karen, it's not true. I'm joking.
You know it's going to get back and it is true.
I know.
That's what they're going
to
say.
I hate it when I'm tired and I talk.
Yes. Do you think before you speak? That's a line you both say to me all the time. In fact, you'll say it to me very soon in this rewind. But first, let us continue to talk money in the form of our work coffee shout.
Cheers to Steve this morning, Rise.
Cheers,
Hold
Steve.
Your coffee cup up and thank you. Because he's bought us coffee yet again.
At the risk of sounding like our afternoon show in the weekend radio, turn it up, champions, it's a bloody stitch-up. We all have our shouts, right?
Yeah.
I've now realised it's just verbal from Tanya and Ryzy. I actually pay for them all. But apparently somehow my credit card got put on the filing system at the cafe.
Yeah.
Which
so
we thought was our boss's credit card.
We
We've
been using it quite a bit because we did think it was the boss.
You can hear how hard they're laughing. I've gone back in since 2020.
Yeah, thanks for that, Steve. Surprised you could even afford your new car number plates, which you did purchase this week. And then this got us on the topic of personalising your plates.
I'd like white with red numbers.
Yeah, okay.
But if I want to personalise it to what I want on there, it's $499.
Ongoing every single
Ongoing.
Year.
Ongoing. Yeah. Tell you what, sex pot one.
That's what I was scared to ask.
Oh, you wrote sex pot. See, this is how well
you
we know
each other. Too well.
I know. I even said happy birthday, sex pot. But anyway,
is the E an actual E or is it a three?
No.
You know,
it's proper.
Okay, sex pot.
And the great thing,
I don't want
right?
anyone to be confused.
Is that available?
But here's the problem with that, Tanya.
What?
And I say problem because you and I hold our bellies laughing, and everyone behind you goes wanker.
Yes. Everyone.
Imagine
you have to go, oh, no, it's an in-joke with my mate.
Imagine me getting out of a car with a sex pot on it and people screwing up their noses going, oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe 30 years ago.
Okay, I'll touche you on that. My yellow and black one's going with my black car. I could put Batman. But you know what would happen to me? More like Fat Man.
Sex pot. You can't say sex pot. Going down the highway and Fat Man cruises by.
After this, we got a bunch of phone calls around the costs involved in personalised number plates. And Mark from Mount Hutton gave us his story.
Yeah, I've just got my initials. Mm. I got them as a 21st birthday present and I've had them that long, I don't have to pay the extra.
Oh. And neither does my mum.
Really?
No, because she's had them probably as long as you have, Mark.
Oh, how old am I, right?
Mark.
Sorry, mate.
Mark, I think in our world, you and I world, you can actually go to use the line they all use now. How dare you assume my age?
So I reckon Jen's probably had hers for close to 50 years, Mark. How about you?
Not quite that long.
Sorry, Mark.
Honestly, Mark, we've got a photo here of them on her Model T Ford.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you ever think before you open your mouth?
No, I don't. And I apologise profusely, Mark.
Not ever once.
And finally, let's finish by talking about the skin cancer on Steve's lip. Fingers crossed, the plastic surgeon just cuts it out using a wedge cut. And he doesn't have to use any skin from Steve's butt.
Hopefully by the end of it, I'll look like a Gen Zetter.
Well, you know, I'll look like
I'm about to go clubbing.
Well, if you're going to go to the trouble of going to a plastic surgeon, why not put a little bit of bum fat in there?
You reckon? Give it a bum fat?
Yeah. So, not that you've got much anymore.
Sadly, no, there's not much left.
No, where are they going to take it from?
Well, you can have my bum fat. Would you like to wear that on your face?
Oh, I tell you what.
What's that on your lip? It's a bit of Tanya's butt.
I mean, you know, I mean, that would be my present to you for our 10 years anniversary. You'd be like, I want to be closer to you.
Imagine that.
Yeah? I can't wait till the doctor brings that in.
You know what you were supposed to say then. Oh, Tanya, stop it. There's not enough there.
Okay. That's right.
You missed your opportunity.
I don't know how she's turned into me having cancer into me accusing her of being fat. But in a very clever woman way, she's done it.
I so did.
You well done, pig Steve.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. And that was Rosie's Rewind.
Waking you up is Tanner and Steve, 102.9 Triple M.